We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Look around your house right now. If you needed to, if you had to, could you safely have a baby in your home? I couldn't. My home hasn't been baby-proofed since, well, it's been babyless.
Yeah, right.
Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning. Tammy's kind of going through that whole new thing again now. Mm-hmm. Not that she's pregnant again, but God, that'd be fun if it was true. But no.
That would be a whole miracle
and also
in
kind
itself.
Of miraculous.
Yeah, very miraculous. The angels would sing because I don't know how that would work.
Wow. Anyway, welcome to John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSOF.
So my husband and I sat down yesterday. I sit down with him because in less than a week, my grandsons are coming. And
you are so excited right now about your grandkids coming.
I'm
You're
sorry.
Starting to sound like me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Get back to Tammy.
All right, I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so my grandson Liam, who's 5 and a half, and his little brother Rory, who's 8 months old, are coming. And Rory is like a hellion in the fact that he gets himself everywhere with this little army crawl thing he does.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everything goes in his mouth. Everything.
Sure.
Including the picture his mom posted of him eating the handle of the stove. The bottom drawer
well,
on a stove.
He's clearly teething.
Yeah, he's like, just give it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I sat down. Just give me something. I know this is where you cook it. So I sat down with my husband yesterday to have a little chat about something we hadn't done in a while, which is baby proof. Sit.
Oh.
Just relax, Papa.
Who are you talking to? Dog or husband?
Oh, his. He wasn't following directions. Sit. Oh.
Speak. Good, Kurt.
Just relax, Papa.
Okay. So we're going to have to do something here that actually we didn't have to do for Liam because of he was the only grandson and there was always someone with him and we really didn't have to worry about it with him. But our newest little addition, Mr. Rory is a army crawling fool who gets everywhere.
The Roarinator.
Right? And I'm looking around our living room right now and what's the first thing you see? Stuff he can break.
Oh, yeah. Breakables, let's call it.
Yeah. So we're going to have to do something we haven't had to do in a long time. Baby proof.
Well, we can set everything up on top where you can't reach it, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Got a table here. He can get in all the remotes.
How about the sharp corners? Got those sharp corners rounded off? I'm
no,
not joking.
Our coffee table's browned.
Well, isn't that good
And
planning?
It's padded now after it actually, every one of my kids got hurt on it. It's a round table. How does that happen? Anyway,
not
going
a very
off subject
coordinated
here.
Family, which is why the baby proofing is so important because
yes.
It probably runs in the family.
Yes.
They're all a bunch of klutzes.
Uh-huh.
That's all right. Kids like remotes.
No, because remember last time when producer Steph's little girl Stella was here for Thanksgiving, she got a remote and what did she put on the TV?
Can I say it out loud? Wait, no. No, I don't know.
She was on some channel, like she ended up on like on a Playboy channel, and it was asking her if she wanted to subscribe.
Hang on, can I go look for that when we're done?
So we're like, Stella, no!
Anyway,
so maybe the remotes, they should go away.
You reminded me of a story that happened to me. That exact same thing happened to me. I was, I had the wonderful honor, I didn't look at it at the time because I was kind of PO'd that I lost my job, but I got moved to a different day part, and I was working afternoon, so I had the chance to hang out with my daughter, Abby, when she was a baby. Now she's 20, and I love that I got the chance to do that. I had her in her playpen with her toys in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
She somehow, I was in the shower like for 2 minutes to get my stuff together. She somehow got my remote. I come out of the shower.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what in God's name are you watching? And I'm talking, it wasn't the Playboy.
Oh,
it was like, it was like a lot worse than that. And I'm like, how did you do that?
I didn't get the remote.
Well, anyway, I know exactly. That's actually awesome. All right, Chris, look around your house right now in El Cajon. Is it baby proof? What's not baby proof?
Yeah.
I got a broken plug in the wall.
Yeah, that'd probably be not baby
proof. That would
proof,
be something
I'd
that
imagine.
Needs to come out. You shouldn't have that there anyway. Nothing that can start a fire.
Right. Well, thank you, Tammy.
It could.
Chris is a grown woman, and she understands these things as well, I'm sure.
But, you know, maybe sometimes people don't realize that a plug can do that. I don't know. Watch A Christmas Story. That's how the dad almost set the house on fire.
I think most people understand that loose wiring in a house might cause a fire. 833-287-1037. Kara in Oceanside. Is the place baby-proof right now? What is not?
Probably the stairs.
All right. That's a very common one. How about something, not to get weird, but something slightly inappropriate that you mean to throw under the bed quickly or put in a drawer somewhere or bury it underneath the earth?
That stuff's already hidden. Come on.
Yeah, come on, John.
It's already hidden.
You're thinking. What are you... inappropriate question.
I keep that in Carlsbad. The last year's taxes file. Yeah.
Let's go to a Carlsbad. Say good morning to Allie. Allie, is your house baby-proofed? Could you have a baby in your home right now?
I do. I have a little two-year-old that's a preemie.
You got any advice for Tam? It's been a while since she's had the baby-proof.
Watch out for wires, honestly. My little one is obsessed with wires. You can hide it the best you can, but my little boy will still try to get it.
That's really good advice, and I'm very fortunate that in the living room, the only plug, we can move the couch over it because it's on the floor, that he would be able to reach. So that's great. Yeah, I know they get obsessed about the dumbest things. We're like, why would you want to do that?
Honestly, it's so scary. I was in the kitchen, and I left him alone for not even a minute. And he had the internet cable completely out into the middle of the living room floor.
That's the way it is.
I about had a heart attack. I'm like, how? Oh, my God. And the worst part about it is that my son's still mouth sensitive just because of his prematurity.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. Checking the wires, checking his mouth.
At least you know he wants to go into IT.
There you have it. He's going to be a very smart kid. Seriously, how many times how many times a week would you say, Ellie, you save your child's life?
Probably a lot.
Right?
Yeah. So bad.
Those damn snot-nosed better realize that when they get older. All right? When they have that tantrum in the store and you want to like just abandon them there.
Yep, right.
That's when you let them know. You start the guilt then, is what I would say. I've saved your life 20 times this week.
Yep.
See, what's even worse is that he was a premature child. He was born at 24 weeks.
Wow.
So I already have that above him.
Sure.
No, you're gonna,
you were born so early.
Yeah.
I kind of tend to do that, too, with my baby Julia. She had a cleft lip and palate when she was a baby. So she had a lot of needs at first. So I tend to be more of a... I'm not going to say she's my favorite. That's a horrible thing to say.
No, but you always are a little more.
I've always been concerned more. Mm-hmm. Babied her more.
Yep.
And
sure.
She's like, back off, dude. Right. I'm like the toughest person in the world, and she is. Yeah, I know.
That's literally my little boy. I keep watching him, and I'm like, oh, my God, don't do this. But he'll do it anyway. He's got my attitude.
And guess what? He'll be just fine.
Yep.
Thank you.
You rock, Allie. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Good luck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.